I see a delicious morsel has stumbled into my home. Are you lost, my dear? Or are you in an adventure? Come to try and claim my treasures. If that's the case, you'll find that I'm not an easy fight. You're merely lost. My. How did you possibly end up in here? Seeking refuge from the rain outside. It is terribly stormy out, isn't it? I suppose you aren't here to cause me any trouble then. But I cannot simply let you stay here for free. No, that wouldn't do. Why, you might wander off and tell everyone that they can just sleep here anytime they want. I'd never hear the end of it. You doubt people would bother to come by. You'd be surprised. No, you'll need to give me something if you want to stay here. Oh, but what could it possibly be? Treasure. I have plenty. And you? Why, you don't look like you have much at all, to be quite honest. Protest all you want. I have no need to feed you platitudes, human. You'll need to, shall we say, pay rent in some other way. Food. I have plenty of that as well. Now, there is one thing that you can offer me above all else. Something I rarely get to partake of. Something precious. You haven't the faintest idea. I want your body. Your company, your warmth. Offer yourself to me, and you may stay as long as you like. Satisfy me, and you can even consider this a safe place, should you need to return in the future. So what say you, traveler? Or shall I cast you back out into the rain? What will I have of you? I knew you'd sooner submit than brave the storms. Even I would not dare wander them. Creatures far more dangerous than I hunt during the rain. Come then. Enter my home. And join me by the fire. You'll find it quite cozy for a cave. In my den, there is no want for comfort. Yes, impressive, is it not? I have put quite a lot of work into my home. Now, human, I suggest you disrobe. I am saying that for your benefit, not my own. Oh, no. I will collect my payment. But it would not do for you to stay in those wet clothes. You'll catch a cold. Not to mention, you'll be a much more enjoyable partner if you warm yourself with the fire first. I suppose it is still for my benefit then. Yes. Clever little human. Now, get out of those wet rags and let them dry. God, you are. delicious treat. Yes, I'm going to enjoy you. You may lay your clothes in the fire if you wish. Now come to me, my pet. It's time to give yourself to me and fulfill your end of the bargain. Good. Yes. Let me touch you. Yes, I do so love humans. Such a rare treat for me. Open your mouth. I would have a taste of you. Did you enjoy that? Even if you were to say no, I can tell you did. Look how hard your cock is. Humans are so easy. Shoving my tongue down their throat is all it takes to make them ready. Did I say that you can touch me in return? No, no. You are to let me use you as I please. Perhaps if you satisfy my needs, I may allow you to handle me as well. But for now, you are to be a good boy and let me do as I like. That's right. Just relax. You'll enjoy this all the same. Trust me. So hot and hard. I love the heat of your cock. The rest of your body may still be cold from the rain, but this? Ooh, it's perfect. If I didn't already have plans for you, I'd coil around you and bury it in my pussy. Did you think that is what I had planned? Oh, no, no, as delightful as that would be. I don't breed with every human who shows up my den. You have to earn the right to be my breeder. Now, we're just going to have a bit of fun. I'm going to taste you. I'm going to touch you. And you're going to squirm and wriggle in my coils, slowly losing your mind and pleasure. Remember, you are my toy. Here to entertain me. Now, on your hands and knees. Good, good, good. You respond so quickly. You do understand your place, then. Spread your legs more for me. Perfect. Just perfect. What am I going to do? Taste you. Touch you. As I said, I'm going to put my tongue in places you've never dreamed of and give you pleasure that you never experienced. Now relax your body and let me coil around you. Don't worry. I would never dream of hurting you. No, no. This may hurt your pride, but your body is precious. There. Perfect. I've got you right where I want you, my pet. Ah, you're such a well-behaved boy. I'm going to enjoy this. Oh, is this position embarrassing? Do you feel vulnerable? Good, good. That's exactly what I want. But for someone who claims to be ashamed, your cock surely is hard and ready for me. How does that feel? It feels good. Wonderful. I can feel you tensing up my coils. I can feel you tightening yourself. The way you respond to my touch is delightful, but I need you to relax, or you're going to make it so much more difficult for me. There you go. Clear your mind. Focus on me. Focus on the feeling of my hands milking your cock. Relax yourself and let the pleasure take over. Good. I do think you're ready for me. What am I going to do? Why, I'm going to shove my tongue inside of you. What did you think I meant when I told you that I wanted a taste? The way you react is so amusing. It was like lightning coursing through your body, wasn't it? Yes, this is the pleasure that only I can give you. Submit to me, and let me ruin you with my hands and tongue. You taste so good. The way you squirm in my coils, the way you react to my tongue inside of you. Ooh, it's positively delightful. The way you react when I push my tongue against your prostate. You like that? Don't you? I'm gonna milk every last drop out of you, my delicious little pet. Mm-hmm. Your cock is such a mess. It's so sloppy and covered in your pre-cum. Entertain me, my plaything. Yes, moan and cry out for me. Writhe and pleasure my coils. How does it feel to know you can't escape me? That you become nothing but my little toy? Come for me. Give. Give me everything. Give me everything. Yes. You held on so much longer than expected. Good boy. You've earned not just a place to rest, but my respect as well. You came so much. Let me have a little taste. I'll even clean your dick off for you. Delicious. Wonderful. I do think I'm satisfied, at least for the time being. Worry not, human. You fulfilled your end of the bargain. But do you truly believe you'll be able to simply walk away after getting a taste of what I have to offer? You may come and go as you please. But I know you'll return to me, whether it be for my tongue, or for my hands, or the opportunity to rest in my coils. Perhaps your heart may even yearn to be my breeder. For now, though, it is time. In reward for your obedience and hard work, I'll even offer you the finest reward of all. The chance to sleep in my embrace with me lovingly coiled around you. There. That should be much more comfortable and far less embarrassing. Now share your warmth with me by the fire. Close your eyes and rest well with me by your side. Keep you here, wrapped up in my coils, kissing you, squeezing you, and spoiling you. Can you feel the heat rolling off the fires? Can you feel the warmth of my body? Yeah. Good. Good.